Задание 2. Вы услышите диалог. Определите, какие из приведенных утверждений AG соответствуют содержанию текста. 1. True. Какие не соответствуют? 2. False. И о чем в тексте не сказано? То есть на основании текста нельзя дать ни положительного, ни отрицательного ответа. 3. Not stated. Занесите номер выбранного вами варианта ответа в таблицу. Вы услышите запись дважды. У вас есть 20 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданием.
Now we are ready to start.
Hello, how may I help you?
Hello. You see, I would like to book a tour to Russia, and I was just wondering if you could help me.
And may I tell you that you have made an excellent choice? Russia is an amazing country with lots of exciting places to see. Is it going to be your first visit to Russia?
Yes, it is.
Well, for the first visit to Russia, I would suggest starting with Moscow. You can spend about a week there and do all the sightseeing, plus visit the museums. If you are planning a longer trip, we can recommend going to St. Petersburg next.
I think I'd like to see only Moscow this time. You see, I'm a theatre lover, and I've read it on the internet that Moscow is famous for its theatres.
You are absolutely right. We can help you book the tickets to the famous Bolshoi Theatre if you wish.
That would be great. Could you please tell me more about the tour?
Yes, of course. Here is the suggested itinerary. When you arrive in Moscow, you'll check into the hotel and have some rest. In the evening, you can have a bus tour around the city just to get a general impression. Moscow looks magnificent in the evening, so you'll enjoy it. The next day, you'll be able to see Moscow's sights in daylight.
Sounds good to me. Are we going to see Red Square?
Of course. It's impossible to imagine a trip to Moscow without seeing Red Square, as it's the heart of the country. You will see St. Basil's Cathedral. It's a gorgeous building. Make sure you go inside, as there are 8 tiny churches there, which look like fairy tale houses.
Thanks. I'll remember that.
You'll also see GUM, Russia's number one department store. You'll have enough time to go shopping there if you wish, or have lunch there in a cafe with a view of Red Square.
I've always wanted to see the Kremlin. Will it be possible to get inside it?
Yes, but make sure you do it before 4 p.m, as the museums there close early. There you will see Tsar Cannon and Tsar Bell, and the State Kremlin Palace, initially known as the Palace of Congresses. It's vast. A 6,000-seat auditorium was originally used to hold the congresses of the Communist Party of the Soviet Union. Today, it hosts large social forums, theatrical performances, New Year's shows for children, and student balls.
It all sounds so exciting. I think I'll order a tour right now.
You have 15 seconds to complete the task. Now you will hear the text again.
Hello, how may I help you?
Hello. You see, I would like to book a tour to Russia, and I was just wondering if you could help me.
And may I tell you that you have made an excellent choice? Russia is an amazing country with lots of exciting places to see. Is it going to be your first visit to Russia?
Yes, it is.
Well, for the first visit to Russia, I would suggest starting with Moscow. You can spend about a week there and do all the sightseeing, plus visit the museums. If you are planning a longer trip, we can recommend going to St. Petersburg next.
I think I'd like to see only Moscow this time. You see, I'm a theatre lover, and I've read it on the internet that Moscow is famous for its theatres.
You are absolutely right. We can help you book the tickets to the famous Bolshoi Theatre if you wish.
That would be great. Could you please tell me more about the tour?
Yes, of course. Here is the suggested itinerary. When you arrive in Moscow, you'll check into the hotel and have some rest. In the evening, you can have a bus tour around the city just to get a general impression. Moscow looks magnificent in the evening, so you'll enjoy it. The next day, you'll be able to see Moscow's sights in daylight.
Sounds good to me. Are we going to see Red Square?
Of course. It's impossible to imagine a trip to Moscow without seeing Red Square, as it's the heart of the country. You will see St. Basil's Cathedral. It's a gorgeous building. Make sure you go inside, as there are 8 tiny churches there which look like fairy tale houses.
Thanks, I'll remember that.
You'll also see GUM, Russia's #1 department store. You'll have enough time to go shopping there if you wish, or have lunch there in a cafe with a view of Red Square.
I've always wanted to see the Kremlin. Will it be possible to get inside it?
Yes, but make sure you do it before 4 p.m, as the museums there close early. There you will see Tsar Cannon and Tsar Bell, and the State Kremlin Palace, initially known as the Palace of Congresses. It's vast. A 6,000-seat auditorium was originally used to hold the congresses of the Communist Party of the Soviet Union. Today, it hosts large social forums, theatrical performances, New Year's shows for children, and student balls.
It all sounds so exciting. I think I'll order a tour right now.
This is the end of the task. You now have 15 seconds to check your answers.